The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Good evening, Captain. Rough waters tonight.
That's right, sailor. Really rough waters.
Sir, I have the papers you asked for earlier. The man overboard has been identified.
Well, you don't have to keep me in suspense. Who was it?
It was First Receiver Lieutenant Duke Williams.
That's a shame. I hate to hear that.
Sir.
Thank you. Why are you standing around? Some other business you have? Out with it, man.
I've noticed the passengers are getting restless. They seem nervous about something, sir. In fact, they're full of doom and gloom.
Oh, no! Look out! Iceberg dead ahead! Sound the alarm! Brace for impact!
But, Captain, that iceberg's only a Kentucky-class iceberg. We're on the RMS Malzahn. Show any weakness at all, and the whole ship will start to panic!
You idiot! Man the lifeboats! It's every man, woman, child for themselves! Don't you remember the RMS Chiswick?
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
To the 40, to the 30, taillights! Touchdown, Auburn! Wow! They're not going to keep them off the field tonight! Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers Football. Here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm your other host, Jay Webb, and you are listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. All right, so we are back in the winning ways, Stan, back with a big W on the whatever. What do you put it on?
In the win column, Jay,
okay,
that's right. You're
column.
Right.
There you go.
Got a win against San Jose State, or as they say down in South Alabama, San Jose State. Yes, a big win this past weekend. Of course, we got to start the show out, Jay, on a little bit of a somber note. It was announced today when we're actually taping our show that Duke Williams is no longer a part of the Auburn football team. Coach Malzahn had to dismiss Duke due to the violation of team rules. And so I hate it for the kid, Jay. I mean, more than I do for the football team, only because, you know, it'd been kind of a tough year so far for Duke in terms of production. So I don't know that. I mean, anytime you lose a guy that talented, I'm sure it has effect on you. But
sure,
it's more of a, you know, just a troubling trend he's had since he's been at Auburn, having some, I think, some anger issues, perhaps. And
well, I would have to think that if it's bad enough for the coach to go ahead and take him out of the team, then I would expect that it's, you know, it's probably been an ongoing,
serious issue. I think so, and I think it's fairly well chronicled that Coach Malzahn gave him several chances to, try to right the ship, not to refer back to our opening, but anyway, so but yeah, really, Jay, it was a good win Saturday. But now I got to tell you, yeah. Jay, I'm going to break down talking about this game into some categories, like the good. the bad and the ugly man.
Wow, easy for you to say.
Exactly. But so, the good, bad, and the ugly, Jay, of this week's game. Well, the good, right off the bat, we ran the football extremely well.
That's good.
Peyton Barber, five touchdowns, Jay. One touchdown short of the rushing, you know, record held by Cadillac Williams. Mm-hmm. So you got to like that, right?
I love it. That's great.
Let's see, the bad. Unfortunately our rushing defense didn't. They had a kid that ran for. Well, I think he actually ended up running for more yardage than Peyton Barber did. You know, for us against them, we had trouble stopping the run again.
Yeah, that's bad.
That is bad. And of course, the ugly. And this is kind of a. This was my own little personal kind of pet peeve that bothered me Saturday, and it came late in the game. Mm. Auburn's up 28-14, and we get down to the 5-yard line, and it's fourth and inches. All right, so, Jay, we're up 28-14. Certainly a touchdown right there kind of ices it away, I believe. Well, if you go for it, even if they stuff you right there, if they can, and we had been going up, getting down to the 5-yard line, Jay, we had been, you know, running the ball pretty successfully. But you get down there, fourth and inches. If you go for it and you don't make it, well, you've got them backed up on their own 5-yard line, and you know, so you know, it gives the defense a good bit more leverage.
Right.
Well, Coach Malzahn decides to kick a field goal, and that's okay. I would have gone for it, but that's okay because, you know, right there you're talking at the 5-yard line, you're talking about an extra point. It's going to be 31-14, so you're still kind of gone up by three scores.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we run the kicking team out there. What we should have done, Jay, in my humble opinion, is once – because there was a little bit of a hesitation about what we were going to do. Then Coach Malzahn says, you know, runs a kicking team out there with the play clock's running down. Well, for some reason – now, remember, Jay, the ball's on the 5-yard line. For some reason, we try to see if we can snap the ball before the play clock runs out. Now, here's a couple things about that. Number one, even if you let the play clock run out and you get delay a game, you move the ball back to the 10-yard line, it's still only a 27-yard field goal. I mean, right in front of the goalpost.
Yeah.
Probably what I would have done, and you know how many wins and losses I have as a head coach.
Oh, yeah.
I would have maybe just run the clock down, so using up the time. Uh-huh. At 1 second, go ahead and burn a timeout.
Okay.
You still got two timeouts if Auburn needed them, and then you have time. What we do, again, was that other option. We ran them out there late. The clock's ticking down. You can see it on the film. We have to hurry up and snap it because they're afraid, again, that they're going to get a 5-yard penalty there. The ball kind of comes back low and on the ground to the place. I mean, to the holder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, of course, it's designed to when the ball snaps, the kicker starts coming forward, you know, to get his timing. Well, you can see on the film, you know, our kicker, Daniel Carlson, his timing's all messed up. He kind of has to stop, and then when the holder gets the ball up, he kind of kicks it very awkwardly and misses. It was what? A 22-yard field goal.
Yeah.
And, you know,
like
of course,
a Charlie
that's,
Brown moment.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. If Stovall would have just put the football up so that Carlson would have kicked the air, it would have been. So, oddly enough, in a game full of probably much bigger plays, that whole series there for that play just bothered me because, again, I don't understand why we didn't. You know what the situation was. A 5-yard penalty, again, right there doesn't hurt you. But what you don't want to do, you want to be lined up and set to kick basically, again, what was an extra point.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we missed the field goal. They get the ball out on the 20 instead of the 5.
Right.
And then they drove it down for a touchdown, and Jay, they get within one touchdown. They kick, and then they follow up with an onside kick that we recovered. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is not the way this should be. So anyway, that was ugly. Now, just to kind of give you an overview of the game, we played much better, but the opponent obviously was much weaker than the previous two, LSU and Mississippi State. On the bright side, Jay, the defense did get 4 turnovers. They got 4 turnovers for the offense. The offense didn't turn the ball over at all. And I think we only had one penalty the whole game. Now, the only kind of downside to some of that was we did fumble it several times, but we recovered it. So technically ourselves, we had no turnovers.
Yeah.
But as Coach Malzahn said, you cannot. We've got to quit putting the ball on the ground. I mean, between the interceptions and the fumbles and then the near fumbles, yeah, it's any wonder the passengers, I mean our fans, are getting nervous on the RMS Malzahn, if you will. Kind of quickly then, I mean, Jay, I don't want to go into all the detail of the game. I thought the offense looked better. Again, it was against San Jose State. I thought Sean White looked pretty good. Some of the criticism out there was that we still don't know if he can throw the ball consistently. Now, I saw him make some pretty good throws, and he's got an arm. His arm is every bit as strong as Jeremy Johnson's. If it's not, somebody's going to have to show me why. He's not nearly as big, but he does seem to move the offense with a little more urgency than Jeremy did. Now, I don't know who's going to start against Kentucky. I hope it's Sean, just because I think you want to get – I don't think Sean's done anything that would warrant him being relieved of the command, if you will.
Yeah.
Again, Peyton Barber has looked really good. We went to the Wildcat. Which is basically, the straight snap back to a running back, which was the true freshman, Kerryon Johnson from up here at Madison. And he looked good doing that. Again, though, the only thing there, I would like to see Kerryon in both halves of the game. It seems like the last few games, Jay, we've seen a lot of Kerryon and then at the first half, and then he's somewhat, missing in action in the second half. So I don't know what's –
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
I don't know what
they're saving him for something big.
Well, that could be. Now, the special teams player of the week, Jay, was Rudy Ford, who had two long. Well, I take that back. Well, maybe we had 3 long kickoffs because Blake Countess actually took the opening kickoff, but we didn't get anything out of that. That was a little disappointing. But Rudy Ford had a kick or so that he almost took to the house. So. Overall, we played a lot better, except, again, the opponent. And I think, again, that's some of the concern out there from people. We didn't look necessarily as impressive. I think people were expecting, we beat them last year, Jay, like 59-13. This was a much better, in my opinion, San Jose State team, led by Al Borges, former Auburn offensive coordinator, who's a San Jose. And Al, he looked good. He was ready. And I mean, there's never, I think people have always thought Al Borges was an outstanding OC. So, but overall, I thought it was an improvement going in, to the off week. Like I say, Jay, right now there's more concerns around the program. I think with Duke being dismissed, there's been a few rumors of a few players maybe not as happy as they could be. So, maybe that's the upside of not playing this week is it gives the guys a chance to rest, gives the coaches some extra time to study, not only the film of the opponent, but, they do a lot of self evaluation during these times, Jay, where they look at Auburn the same way they would if they were going to play Auburn to try to see what tendencies the other teams are picking up and try to go against that.
Yeah, maybe even correct some of their own bad habits or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've got to look forward to you know, with this off week coming up. Now, the Kentucky game, I mean, this is a pretty good Kentucky team, better than I think maybe the last few Kentucky teams for sure. They had a big victory against South Carolina on the road. Now, granted, Jay, South Carolina's weak. This is the wheels have really started coming off the Spurrier bus. But still, Kentucky had lost something like 20 or 22 straight SEC road games early in the season, and they went to Columbia, South Carolina, and beat the Gamecocks there. So that was a big win for Kentucky. Also, maybe their biggest win was against Missouri. Now, we'll talk about Missouri in just a second, but I mean, they beat them at home, but again, for Kentucky to beat Missouri, the two-time defending Eastern Conference champions, that's a big win. And they played Florida really close. I mean, they coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, beat Florida at home, although Florida beat them like 14-9. But surprisingly, they played Florida a lot better game than Ole Miss did this past weekend. So, they're big gun. They're led by Patrick Toles. I think he's a junior. He's a big quarterback, junior, I believe. And Boom Williams. He's a very good running back. Of course, Mark Stoops, their head coach, is a defensive guy. You know, he's part of that Stoops family. His brother's, one brother's a head coach at Oklahoma, and his other brother's the defensive coordinator for Oklahoma. And then Mark here, I think the younger brother, who is a defensive guy. So it's going to be Thursday night. Jay, the Kentucky crowd will be worked up into a frenzy. I saw today where they're having a Montgomery Gentry, I believe, concert before the game. So let's hope that, you know, he doesn't come out for curtain calls. I mean, it may push it past the 6 o'clock starting time on ESPN. I tell you, Jay, I didn't have to eat crow last week on my Auburn pick. I'm going to stay with the Tigers this week, Jay.
All right.
I'm going to say Auburn 31, Kentucky, and a tight one, 24.
All right.
So I think on the road. But here's the thing, Jay. I don't know how much all these distractions are actually hurting the team. You know, you hear and you read all this stuff and all these things people are saying about Coach Malzahn, which I think, you know, sickens me. But, I mean, I think Gus has done an outstanding job at Auburn. And, yeah, again, I don't know what has happened to a lot of Auburn people. He won the SEC. Again, sometimes, Jay, it seems like we're a victim of our own success. You know, you see these guys in maybe in Hollywood, Jay, that make these movies, and it's a blockbuster. And then the guy spends the rest of his career trying to, you know, come up to that, you know, that glory, you know, right, movie. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. We win the SEC championship and get 13 seconds from the national title his first year. And things were actually still going pretty well until the Texas A&M game last year. Yeah. And that, since then, Jay, is when we've struggled. And all of a sudden, Auburn fans are a lot of them. And thankfully, a lot of them are not this way. But a lot of them are just, you know, maybe Gus is over his head. He didn't have a lot of experience. I mean, I don't know, Jay. The only thing that cures that is winning. And let's hope we get a win against Kentucky, and then we can get ready for, Arkansas the next week.
All right.
Well, Jay, it's also now it's time to talk about last week's SEC report.
Oh, the SEC report. Let's have it.
We got to look back and see just how much, we'll start out with me eating a good amount of crow.
Crow!
So, the first game that I missed, who would have ever thunk it, as they used to say? The Ole Miss third-ranked Rebels rolled into Gainesville and got just thoroughly spanked by the Florida Gators, 38-10, Jay. Nobody saw that coming. The Gators just completely dominated from the opening whistle. Then in another game that where I, you know, I just had a big old plate of crow. That's right. The Crimson Tide. I know all our Bama listeners are just loving the fact that I'm loading up on crow for this one, because the Tide went over there and just absolutely dismembered the Dogs of Georgia. And in fact, if the only coach maybe getting louder boo birds would be Mark Rick at Georgia. I mean, the Georgia fans. And somebody had some stats, Jay, showing like it'd been like 2005 maybe since Georgia's won the SEC or played for it or something. It's been a while. They had their hopes set on this team really being something. And like I say, I was telling an Alabama friend of mine, a listener of this show, I might add, Jay, that I thought it was maybe the best Alabama look since they beat Notre Dame for the national title. I mean, they really, really took the Dogs apart.
And maybe they put it on just for that particular moment.
Well, they could have.
Put them down.
I mean, I think. Arkansas upset Tennessee. More crow.
Oh, more crow.
Man, I am really getting full over here. Boy, you're talking about a coach, again, by his fan base, it's just under fire, and that's Butch Jones at Tennessee. They have lost really three heartbreakers. Jay, all three games, I believe they had at least or right at two touchdown leads in the game and lost them. And then somebody was telling me that Paul Feinbaum was really taking it to Coach Jones and his – a lack of ability to coach in the SEC, which I think is a little unfair. Again, Tennessee's a really young team, and I hope the Vols have learned their lesson that, you know, changing coaches just ever so often, I mean, you almost have to start over, with a new guy. But anyway, Vandy got a big win.
Whoa.
Yes, they beat MTSU, and they came back late, Jay, apparently, to beat MTSU up in Murfreesboro.
You know, last week I almost challenged you on that one.
Well, I mean, step up, Jay. Be a man. I mean, if you think you can beat the expert. Because, this is the year of the crow for me. That's right. The LSU took care of Eastern Michigan, and in a good game, but never really in doubt, Texas A&M did beat Mississippi State at home. And although Mississippi State was in the game, you know, it was never really out of it until the very end. But Texas A&M pretty much had control of it. So that was this past weekend's game. Now, looking ahead.
Oh, I love to look ahead.
This Saturday, Jay, we're getting to sit back and watch everybody else sweat for the weekend. Yeah, that's right. But we've got Missouri hosting those suddenly invincible Florida Gators. Here you go, Jay. Right off the bat, this is my upset special. That's right.
No.
The Missouri Tigers hosting. Yes. Florida comes in there. And just when everybody thought Florida was ready to – Missouri's going to knock them off Saturday, Jay. Yeah, here's the thing, though. Here's the key. Missouri's got a new quarterback.
Okay.
His name is Locke. Not Luck, but Locke.
Locke.
I think he's a lock for the job. to beat Missouri now, you got to try to unlock.
Where'd my rim shot go?
Yeah, I'd say I need that.
Maybe later.
Missouri upsets Florida. Now, Tennessee, Georgia. I'm going to help my buddy Chet from, Southern Football Fanatics. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help him out by.
Oh, let's get the name right at least. Dixie Football Fanatics.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's why I've got you here,
You're close,
Jay.
Right?
That's, as close as they're getting. But I'm going to give Chet a chance this week. I'm picking Georgia to beat Tennessee in Knoxville. And, of course, I mean, Georgia didn't look like they could, you know, after what the Tide did to them. But this is the battle of the downtrodden.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Georgia. So with my track record this year, there's probably a better than 50% chance there the Vols are going to take that victory.
We'll see.
But I'll get this. I'll improve my percentages because LSU travels to South Carolina. They will crush the Gamecocks if the game is even played.
If it happens, yeah.
I mean, now think about this, Jay. If the game somehow because of that, and now that's no joking matter, the terrible weather that's being endured by the South Carolinians. But if that game gets rained out, that would be two games this year that LSU had to cancel or postpone because of weather.
Yeah.
So that's yeah.
Well, that's still at the time that we're recording this, that's still what, five days away?
Four days away? Thursday, Friday. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting to see how it dries out and if what happens there.
Yeah.
Bama hosts Arkansas and Tuscaloosa. Of course, that's why you'd be hosting them. They will have barbecue.
No.
In Tuscaloosa this weekend, Jay. I mean, the Tide will roll over Arkansas. Arkansas did look better, and they've actually looked better the last 2 weeks, taking Texas A&M to overtime and then beating Tennessee at Rocky Top. I did somebody did tell me, though, they lost a couple of their linebackers to injury. Tide's going to roll big in that, Jay. Mississippi State plays Troy, and that's a Bulldog victory. And Ole Miss will get back to their winning ways and probably get their offense back on track against New Mexico State. So,
all right.
I guess in the big game here to circle, Florida at Missouri.
We're going to be watching that one, aren't
we? Oh, man. If let me tell you something, I get that one right, Joe, I'll be crowing. Can you believe that,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah.
Well, right. That's all I've got. It's we got to wait till Thursday, October 15th, mm-hmm, to play Kentucky. Huge game. Jay, the rest of them are really big for Auburn and Coach Malzahn. And here's the weird thing about it. You know, Auburn can play with Kentucky. They should be able to play and beat Kentucky. If you do that, the next week you travel to Arkansas. Well, I mean, that's going to be a tough game in Fayetteville. Don't know what time of the day that game's going to be, but
yeah.
Arkansas, Fayetteville is always a tough place for Auburn to play, but it's a game Auburn could win. I mean, again, they're not going to be over-talenting us in that game. And then you come home the next week for Ole Miss, who all of a sudden, you know, at Jordan-Hare Stadium, and again, depending on how, you know, you got to beat Kentucky, you got to beat Arkansas, you might have a chance at home. Certainly the Ole Miss team that showed up at the Swamp, you know, Auburn could play with, especially if they have any kind of improvement going this time off and then between this Kentucky and Arkansas games. So there's still hope, you know, yeah. Jay. Now, next week or our next show, we come back and, you know, Kentucky beats us. Arkansas ends up beating. I mean, obviously it's going to start – it's going to be tougher sale.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you know, let's put all the eggs in the beating the Kentucky Wildcats and then we'll go from there. So that's it, Jay.
Yeah, I say War Eagle to that.
War Eagle, Jay. Get us out of here, man.
Okay. Well, before we go, on a programming note, I wanted to mention something about our AU fans site. And last week's show, I realized a lot of people didn't get that through email. Well, we hopefully have got that fixed by now. And anytime that you don't get a show through email, any kind of alert or anything, you can always go to, and we encourage you to go to aufans.com. And you can always find the latest show right there on the home page. And if there are any shows that you've missed, or you just are a glutton for punishment and you want to go back and listen to one you've already heard or one you missed from anywhere out from this season, you can always go to the 2015 season tab on the site and hear whatever you want to, because they're all listed right there. A lot of fun, right? All right, Stan. So we are closing this one out. got a few more days till October 15th. We're going to play Kentucky and hopefully put another W up there.
I'm hearing you, Jay.
All right, Warrigan.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!